Hi, welcome to the Diary of an Anxious Therapist. I'm your host, Ben France. I'm a licensed professional counselor and life coach who struggled with anxiety for my whole life. I'm also a musician, a writer, and a lifetime learner who thoroughly enjoys sharing what I learn and what I'm passionate about. With this podcast, my hope is to provide some insights, some information, and maybe even some interventions related to anxiety, finding and expressing creativity, and finding purpose and meaning in your life. I'll be using my own life experiences, along with things that I've learned in nearly a decade of being a mental health professional, to bring you content that is helpful, meaningful, and hopefully a bit entertaining. If you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting platform. And if you really want to do me a favor, leave a review. 5 stars are appreciated if you do feel so inclined. That being said, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 10 of Diary of an Anxious Therapist. It's hard to believe it's been 10 episodes into this now, but we are here, officially, episode number 10. So today on Diary of an Anxious Therapist, I thought I would talk a little bit with you all about imposter syndrome. This is something you may have heard of, you may not have heard of. It seems like it's somewhat of a kind of a catchphrase in the mental health world or the psychology world in the past several years. But I thought I'd talk a little bit today about that and about what imposter syndrome means to me, how it manifests itself in my life, how I reckon with it, and how I push through it and just kind of continue on the path that I want to continue on, even though sometimes it's a little difficult because of imposter syndrome. So let's dive in. Let's start a little bit. I'm looking at my notes here, like always, my outline. Let's start a little bit with what is imposter syndrome, or what does it mean to me? To me, imposter syndrome is the concept of feeling like I'm a fraud, feeling like I'm not qualified to be doing the things I'm doing, and or not qualified to be seen as an expert, for whatever that means. When I'm working with my coaching clients, my counseling clients, or whenever, in whatever scenario it's in, can also be in my personal life. Imposter syndrome can be a situation of being around a community of people that I have something in common with and feeling like maybe they will find out that I really don't know what I'm talking about, or they will find out that I really don't know as much as they think I do, and that would reflect negatively on me. What are the implications of this? And the biggest one is missing out on opportunities, missing out on growth opportunities. If I feel like I am a fraud, I feel like I'm not qualified to do something, then I potentially will block myself from opportunities. And who knows what experiences I'm missing out on in my life by blocking myself from those opportunities. Also, what plays into this part of is the whole concept of me being my own worst critic, my own worst enemy. So if I feel like I'm a fraud, if I feel that imposter syndrome creeping in, then it's going to edit somehow the way I interact in the world, and that's going to likely impact me in a negative way. And I want to go from hypotheticals here to concrete realities. That has impacted me in negative ways throughout my life. There have been scenarios where I've missed out on opportunities because I didn't feel like I was qualified or ready for those opportunities. Who was I to think that I could be the head of a counseling department? Who was I to think that I could even be like a counselor when I only had a couple years of experience in that? What made me think that someone in higher education, because that's when I was aiming for that, would hire me as a mental health counselor? Who was I? I didn't even have a full license at that point. I was provisionally licensed. So they're gonna figure me out. They're gonna figure out that I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's gonna be a bad thing for me. So yeah, there have been instances of that that I've dealt with in the past. And I'm sure that plenty of you have dealt with those as well. One I'm dealing with right now that's been something that's kind of given me a bit of a fit as of lately, because this is an ebb and flow like everything in the world. One thing that's been giving me a fit as of lately is writing my ebook on finding your passions and pursuing your passions in life. I've probably mentioned that several times on this podcast. If you follow me on social media at all, I guarantee you if I've mentioned it on there. Coffee drink break, for those of you that are listening and not watching. Green coffee mug, and I've got to take my straw out, but I need a little bit of caffeine refresher. So let's talk about this ebook thing and how imposter syndrome's played a role in that. Why do I even want to write an ebook? Well, I want to write an ebook because I think I have some good information that could help people. I think I've done a pretty decent job. No, strike that. I've done a good job of pushing through some of my fears and my anxiety to start making the things that I'm passionate about in my life more of a priority and making more time for them. And that includes my career as a counselor. That also includes my pursuing music as something that I share with the world and write and create my own music. So, for years, I thought it would be great to pursue my passions. I thought, you know, if I even knew what that meant, I thought it would be great to do the things that I love. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. But I struggled with it for a long time, and it took me many years and a lot of experiences to get to the point where I realized that, no, that is super important, and I've also got some ways that I know how to help do that. So I got the idea to write a book, just a free ebook. It's probably going to be 20-some-odd pages. On helping people identify what they're passionate about if they're not quite sure what their purpose or their passion is in life, and just offering that as a free resource to people as a way to help out, also as a way to reach more people. I am a counselor and a life coach by trade. That is my profession. So if that's a good resource I can provide people, maybe that will also get my name out there a little more. Maybe if more people would be interested in working with me. So that's another reason that I put that out there. Full transparency. If you ever listen to this podcast, you know I'm nothing if not an open book. So that's part of the reason also. Try to get more interest in what I'm talking about so I can potentially help more people. And that is from a perspective predominantly of wanting to help get my name out there more so that I can help myself from a financial position more so that I have more opportunities to do things like this where I can help more people and cast a wider net. I put in my notes I'm looking at right here, and for those of you who are listening, once again, I'm pointing at the screen, pointing at my notes app on my MacBook. I said that it wasn't coming from a place of ego, and I think for the most part that's 100% true, but I also think that I am a human being, and I think it is nice to feel valued and feel like you have something to offer of value to other people. So there's probably a little bit of that ego that plays in that as well, not from the I'm the stuff and everybody should listen to me, but from the it's good to feel like you matter. So I'm sure that's part of it as well. So I've had this idea for an ebook for several months now. The goal was to write this ebook, get that out there as many people as I could as a resource, and then use that maybe to develop into a longer online e-course type of thing, or maybe even like an online group scenario or something to go along with my online coaching and counseling. But I've had the idea, I've even had a rough outline of it for at least a couple months now, and that's as far as it went. So the question comes up, what's holding me back? Why have I not pushed through that resistance? Some people might say maybe it's just laziness. Maybe. Some people might say it's maybe because I'm ADD, because I have attention deficit disorder, and so it's hard for me to stay focused on things. That definitely plays a part in it. But why do I really think it is that I haven't really dove headlong into that yet? It's a little bit of this old imposter syndrome creeping back in. I'm looking at my outline here and some of the things I wrote as to why have I maybe not started this. Who would want to read it? Who's going to think that I am an expert on something related to following their passions and therefore is going to want to read something that I put out there about that? Who am I to think that I'm the person that could help somebody with that? Why do I think I have something to give to the world in that way? What makes me so special? What makes me the person that people would want to do this? These are all thoughts that have went around in my head as to conversations I've had with myself when I have started to dip my toes in those waters of working on my ebook and then found myself pulling back from it a little bit. These are the things that came up and made me go, eh, and then given me that pause, and that pause then has kept me from pushing through. Now, This is also something that I want to be very clear on, though, that while I am struggling with this in my ebook, and a lot of places I'm not struggling with imposter syndrome nearly as bad as I used to. Like I said, there was a time when I'd question if I had anything to give to the world, if I would have questioned, or I did question, why I would think that anybody would ever want to talk to me for counseling. Why would anybody ever want to talk to me about knowledge about automobiles because I'm a car fanatic? Why would anybody ever want to talk to me about music? Because what do I know about music? Even though I live and breathe it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, practically, other than when I'm doing this job that I'm talking about right now. So a lot of those things over the years I'd struggled with and I'd pushed through. But this ebook is just a recent example that I brought up as to how I still struggle with this as well, too. And as I've said before on this podcast, I'm not fully cooked. I'm not a fully realized human being because I don't think any of us walking this earth are. So this is how I can relate currently these feelings of imposter syndrome and how it's stopping me from pursuing something that I really want to pursue and feels really meaningful to me. So how do I push back on that? What do I do to get myself over that hump where I get this close to taking that step towards the thing that I want to do? And for those of you listening and not watching, once again, I'm holding up my fingers about half, 3/4 of an inch apart. Get that close to it, and then I don't do it. How do I push back on that? So here are some things that I'm working on implementing. First of all, it's a mindset shift more than anything, I think. I do not have to be the end-all, be-all expert at pursuing passion in life in order to have something to offer of value in realms of pursuing passion in your life. Honestly, the fact that I'm having this conversation shows that I've thought about it. The fact that I've thought about it potentially then puts me a little further ahead than you might be on that path of pursuing your passions. Or the fact that I'm having this conversation about imposter syndrome, maybe you've never thought about it. Maybe that means I've got a little more knowledge than you do on something called imposter syndrome. Doesn't mean I'm the expert. Doesn't mean I'm the be-all, end-all, all-knowing, all-seeing version of that. And it doesn't mean that I have to be. It just means that I've got experiences that are useful and that other people maybe have not had, and maybe those experiences can be helpful to someone else. Prime example, I am married currently, but I was married once before. I was married for 13 years. I've mentioned this on the podcast. I'm sure I can't imagine that I haven't. And then I went through that marriage dissolving and through divorce and unraveling my identity from our identity. So while I may not be the world's foremost expert on divorce, on how to rebuild your life afterwards, if you're someone who's just now starting to cross that bridge, if you have a relationship that's falling apart, a relationship that seems like it's hit an impasse, I don't have to be an expert that knows everything about everything to be a good resource for you. I'm further down the path than you are, so I've probably ran into some of the bumps that you're going to run into. I've probably dealt with some of the struggles that you're going to deal with, and maybe my experience with those would be helpful to you. And those are the things that I need to remember for me. I don't have to have the, to show my age, crib notes, cheat sheet version of how to navigate a divorce and find your own identity after the ending of a marriage in order to help somebody with that, because I have some experience in that field that they may not have. Same thing with my ebook on finding your passions and pursuing them. I don't have to be the end-all, be-all expert at that to have valuable information that might be helpful for you or for someone else related to that. So I'm trying routinely to remind myself of that when I feel that resistance to working on that ebook come up. I lean into that thought of I do have things to offer. What's another thing that I'm using to help me push back on that? Specifically on the ebook situation, for me, and this podcast is something that I always do from a pretty personal slant, so I'm going to say specifically for me in this situation, it's reminding myself that that gives me the ability to reach and help more people potentially. Grammar. I was a journalism major at one point, but it's escaping me at the moment. Sorry, I found that amusing. What I'm saying basically is there are only so many hours in the week. There are only so many hours I'm awake. There are only so many hours that I can sit down one-on-one, face-to-face, or via video conferencing with someone and work with them individually, helping them with what they're struggling with. But if I can put resources out there like this ebook or like an e-course or a group, an online group or something like that, that means I can reach more people. If I can reach more people, maybe I can help more people. And maybe more people can learn from some of the experiences that I've went through, and maybe that'll help them not struggle as much as I struggled with some of those similar experiences. So I'm trying to remind myself of that. That's another way to push back on this imposter syndrome. It gives me an opportunity to help more people. Another way that I can push back on this ebook scenario is doing things that make that work and working on that ebook feel more appealing to me. I'm jumping around a little bit because I skipped over this when we were talking about why haven't I started. But when I mentioned people saying maybe they thought it was laziness, and even my mind has told me maybe you're just lazy, I really started thinking about that, and I started thinking, is it that I'm lazy, or is it that the way that I'm going about doing this doesn't feel appealing and or exciting and or interesting to me? Is it that because my process, as I mapped it out, was to sit down in Canva and come up with a really cool template for my ebook and get the pages looking just so, and then get the wording just absolutely perfect, and then put those two together and get it out there perfectly and find the best platform I can find to host it on and ad nauseum, so on and so on and so on. Because I made it feel like such an overwhelming thing that it didn't feel real appealing to me. Maybe writing my ebook doesn't have to be all those things today, right now, in this moment. Maybe writing my ebook is sitting down and putting an outline together like I've already done. Maybe it's taking that outline, and maybe that's taking one of the points on the outline and expanding on that, and hey, that's good for today. It doesn't have to be the full finished, fully fledged product. Maybe it's also reaching out to other people for resources and help. If I don't feel like I'm the best at graphic design in the world, and I'm not pointing at myself, and that's not criticizing myself, that's just not my background. My wife is the graphic arts person, I'm the music person, and I'm more of a writing person. So if I don't feel I'm the best at that, I don't have to beat my head up against a wall just to hear it make noise. I can use resources and get help with those things. But by putting myself in the situation where I feel like I have to do it all right now, exactly perfect, all by myself, that makes it not feel so appealing. So maybe I reframe it by being more of a, let's just write some content. Let's see what it feels like. Let's even throw some pieces of it out there on Threads or on Instagram or wherever, and see what resonates with people, see what feels helpful to them as well. That feels a lot more fun to me, having a conversation with somebody here on the other side of this screen, or through social media, where I throw out some information and throw out a post, and they give me some feedback and say, hey, I never thought of it that way, that's really cool, I really appreciate that, or I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, which then gives me a chance to edit my thoughts and refine them and put it together in a different way. That sounds super cool. That doesn't sound unappealing. Unlike the idea of sitting down and writing a whole book, cover to cover, design and all, before I can consider it ready to go. And finally, when it comes to pushing back, I think the biggest thing for me, and this can be the hardest one for me, is to just do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off and just start. And why don't I do that? Because of all of these things we've talked about previously. Not being the expert. Maybe I'll make mistakes. Maybe nobody will care. Maybe I don't really have anything to say. All of these maybes, 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 and what ifs, what ifs, what ifs, that then cause me to pause, and that pause turns into a bigger pause, and then that bigger pause turns into inaction. When you know what? Maybe sometimes we get up to the edge of a cliff and we're wanting to dive off into the ocean, we're wanting to dive off into the lake, whatever the case is. And this is a really poor metaphor because this guy, pointing at myself, is not a good swimmer and doesn't love water. But maybe we get to the edge of that pool and we want to dive in because it's hot and man, it'd be nice to be in that cool water. But we sit there and we talk ourselves into all the reasons why we shouldn't do it. I talk myself into all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. When maybe what I need to do is you take a couple steps back, take a running leap, and just dive in, and know that I'm probably not gonna land perfectly. Know that I may flail around a little bit in the water, but know that that's the only way I'm ever going to learn how to swim and to navigate that water is by getting in it. So to borrow that really, really amazingly overplayed Nike TM, big T, big M slogan, maybe I need to just do it. So that's my journey in relation to imposter syndrome and how it's affecting my life currently, how it's affected me in the past, and ways I'm working on pushing back on that. I'm curious to know, though, what are you keeping yourself from accomplishing or doing due to imposter syndrome? What are the stories that you're telling yourself as to why you can't do the thing that you've always wanted to do or why it's not feasible? I really want to know, so let me know. Put it down in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. Reach out to me on social media if you're listening to this. You can reach out to me directly at benjamin@benjaminfrantz.com. That's my email. You can find my website at benjaminfrantz.com. Or you can find me on Threads at benjaminfrantzlpc or Instagram at benjaminfrantzlpc. I'd love to hear from you. So, that being said, as I said at the start of the episode today, this is episode 10. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this season one of DOAT, DOAT, I don't know how you pronounce that, Diary of an Anxious Therapist, and I think we're going to do 12 episodes for this first season, and then I think I'm going to take just a little bit of a break to reboot, reflect my thoughts, and come up with some episode ideas and ways to expand the podcast where it's more helpful for all of you out there and gives you more insight into my diary, and then come back after a short break. And I mentioned that to say that I would love for episode 12, the final episode, so not 2 weeks from now, but 4 weeks from now, since I do these every other week currently, I would love for episode 12 to be a Q&A. So if you have questions for me, reach out. Send me that email, benjamin@benjaminfrantz.com. Go through my website and click the contact me link or reach out to me on social media. Threads is probably the best place to reach out to me, but you can't really DM on there, so DM me on Instagram. And I'm open to any questions related to anything I've talked about here on season one of Diary of an Anxious Therapist. It could be more questions about my background. It could be questions that you might have about things you're struggling with. I will say that I'm going to preface that episode by saying that this is a podcast episode and should not be construed or taken to be mental health counseling because it's a one-way conversation. So please use it as helpful, useful information. But don't take that as a substitute for really working with somebody. And please don't take the thing that I'll tell you in a pithy 2-minute answer to a question that you have as what my professional opinion is, because this is my podcast. This isn't my counseling practice or my coaching business. But I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear some questions from you. So please reach out. That way, when we hit episode 12 a month from now, we can have a lot of really cool questions to share, and maybe everybody within the community can learn a little bit from each other. So that being said, I hope you're all doing well out there. Like I end every podcast episode, I just wish you all peace, happiness, and joy in your life. And I hope you have an awesome week. Take care, everyone. Bye. That's it for this week's episode. I hope that you found the information to be helpful, inspirational, and maybe even a bit entertaining. Remember to subscribe to the pod via your favorite podcasting platform and rate and leave a review for the podcast if you'd like. 5 stars are always appreciated for that. Additionally, you can find me on social media via Threads and Instagram at BenjaminFranceLPC, TikTok via Benjamin_France_LPC, and via my website at BenjaminFrantz.com. I wish you peace, love, and happiness in your life. Until next time, take care, everyone.